With South Dakota Public Radio News, I'm Chris Lawfrey. Education and Medicaid expansion are the hot topics in PEER this session, but they're not the only bills likely to generate public interest. SDPB's Jennifer Jones is covering the state legislature this session and has a rundown of some of the bills she's tracking.
That list of bills coming in PEER this session includes House Bill 1054, authorizing the production and sale of industrial hemp, and House Bill 1025, which adds a number of anabolic steroids to the controlled substances list. House Bill 1008 restricts access to certain restrooms and locker rooms in public schools, saying that those places can only be designated for and used by students of the same biological sex. On the Senate side, Bill 24 prohibits the sale of fetal body parts. Senate Bill 54 is a package of laws meant to protect South Dakota seniors and adults with disabilities from abuse, neglect, and exploitation. Senate Bill 28 requires students receive a vaccine for meningitis. A bill requiring drug tests for welfare applicants is expected to be introduced this session as well. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jennifer Jones.
If you'd like to follow these or any other legislation in PEER this session, you can find it all on our website at sdpb.org. Sioux Falls police are reopening the case of an infant who died 35 years ago. The child was found frozen at the bottom of a ditch in February of 1981. The original medical exam showed the infant died of cold and blood loss, likely a couple of hours after being born. Police exhumed the body a year ago and sent them to a forensics laboratory in Texas. Investigators think new technology of extracting DNA from bones may answer some clues in the case. Cloudy skies tonight, says your South Dakota weather forecast. In the west, snow is likely. In the south central, snow is likely as well. There's a chance at snow in the southeast, lows in the lower teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy, snow likely northeast and south central.